The band Spooner here today. They recently released their fifth album, Gimme Fiction, arriving 3 years after the very well-received disc Kill the Moonlight. Lead singer and guitarist Britt Daniel and drummer Jim Eno. The band had a brief major label flirtation with Elektra Records before signing with their present label Merge. The set starts off with one from Gimme Fiction, The Beast and Dragon Adored. Spoon. Our guests today on the World Cafe are Spoon, and that is the way that the new album Gimme Fiction begins, The Beast and Dragon Adored. Lyrically, looking at that, Britt Daniel, that that has to be an opening track, and it has to be kind of a welcome back kind of song. Does it have anything to do with the whole process of making this record?
Maybe. Yeah, it sort of does. It was the last song that I wrote for the record, and it just kind of had that feel as an album opener, you know?
Right.
You know, once I decided that, I thought I might as well have fun with it and sort of mention some of the other songs to come, sort of talk about the album.
The album Gimme Fiction comes 3 years after you released Kill the Moonlight. Was that a tough period of time? How would you characterize it? I mean, that is a fair amount of time between albums for you guys.
Yeah, well, then again, we did finish this one in September. It's just there's so much. There was business, and then, you know, record companies, they want a lot of time to set up everything.
One of the things about this record is instead of what one would think of as a traditional guitar solo, you use a lot of really cool noises or suggestions of the emotion of a guitar solo, if I can put it that way.
Right.
That's one of the things that I really love. Is that a conscious thing that's grown with the band over the years to get away from that kind of a traditional thing?
Yeah. I mean, especially on a song like Sister Jack, which was so straightforward. You know, we hadn't done sort of a sort of four on the floor, straight up guitar rock song in a long time, and so when it came time to decide what was going to go in the middle solo, I wanted to put in something that was really far out in there, so we came up with the idea of doing this sort of sound effects montage,
which works really well. Yeah. You can do that one live?
Yeah, and we have the sound effects montage too.
Excellent.
Just a push of the button and the whole thing comes out.
Sister Jack, done live today from Spoon. That's one that's on the new Gimme Fiction. And as this is Spoon's first appearance on the Cafe, I'm really glad you put together a set that goes back in the catalog. One of the things that people are are calling Gimme Fiction. There's, you know, Kill the Moonlight was a really good album for you guys, but people are saying calling Gimme Fiction darker. Do you see it that way, or is there a characterization you'd like to?
Yeah, I keep hearing that. I mean, that's cool. I didn't really think it was. Did you think it was dark, Jim? When we were making it, I mean,
no,
I kind of see
really.
What they're saying now.
Yeah,
but
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's sort of a journey of a record, you know?
Right,
right.
Goes a lot of places.
If so, you want to do something from Kill the Moonlight, and so we'll just to you know relieve all this darkness, we'll go back and do something from that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What are we doing now?
Someone something.
Someone something from originally on the album Kill the Moonlight, as Spoon is playing live for us today on the Cafe. For, you're always referred to as Austin's Spoon. Britt, are you and Jim originally from Austin, or where were you guys from?
Jim's not. I'm from Temple, Texas, which is an hour north of there. Jim?
I'm from Rhode Island.
When you guys formed, was what you guys were doing originally an unusual thing for Austin at that point? Was there an alternative scene such as what you were
doing? Yeah, there were a lot of, you know, kids making rock and roll. Austin may not be known first and foremost for that, but there is a lot of it, you know, and there's actually kind of a history of it going back to the 13th Floor Elevators days.
Yeah, absolutely.
You always think of Austin, you think of Stevie Ray Vaughan or Willie Nelson or other people tend to, you know.
Right. But the band was scarfed up by Elektra Records back in 1998. I think a lot of indie bands were being signed by majors at that point. And a series of sneaks came out, and it was not, I guess, what everybody envisioned. And I have talked to a lot of people who've had that experience and then, you know, gone on with life, as one does. And I'm curious just to how what your perspective on that is
now. We refuse to go on with life.
Yeah.
It stopped. No, I don't know. I mean, that was just a very brief moment. We worked with that label for a a few months. The record came out. It came out exactly the way we wanted it to. In fact, we finished the record before and mixed it and played it for him before we, you know, signed. Mm-hmm. And so it was sort of weird the way that that went down. I mean, it wasn't like we were giving them a surprise with what we, you know, with what right. the record sounded like. But the record was immediately put back in print by Vapor and now by Merge Records. So I don't know. Huh. I guess it gets talked about a lot, but it's not really a huge deal.
It's not a huge thing to you guys at all. You've had a really good relationship with Gerard Cosley, you know, throughout your mm-hmm. career. And how did you get originally signed to Matador, which I guess we can all, you know, see as Merge?
He honestly saw us in a drag queen bar doing South by Southwest. We weren't in South by Southwest, but we were playing a... it was an anti-South by Southwest show, which just means you didn't get accepted, I guess.
Right, right.
And he didn't mean to be there. He just, I mean, he didn't know anybody that was playing. I think he just showed up.
He was going to the drag queen show.
I think so.
Hmm.
I mean, what other excuse does he have?
Gimme Fiction's been getting a really, really great response. Is it noticeable when you go out and more people at the shows?
The shows have been really good so far. I mean, everyone we've played so far on this tour is sold out. It's been kind of crazy.
That's great.
But it's, you know, it's a blast.
Excellent. Well, you want to do something else from that to finish up?
Yeah. I summon you.
Remember the way to the world. It's a sound that we used to buy on cassette and 45. And now this little girl, she says, will we make it at all? 800 miles is a drive. Yeah, you got the way to the world coming down like a mother's eye. And all that you can, all that you can give is a cold goodbye. The law enforcement's impressed, you survived to this age. Strapped up soldiers, they'll lock you in a cage without goodbye. For a nickel bribe. To break it off, I need a release. The signal's a call, but that don't get me off. I summon you to appear, my love.
I had some of you finishing up our set today from Spoon, another one from Gimme Fiction. Well, thanks a lot for playing live for us. It's a real treat.
And, thank you so much for having us.
Yeah,
it was a blast.
Spoon, our guest, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.